This is Akashvani. The news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed upon the significance of attaining education in one's mother tongue. Mr. Modi discussed the impact of the National Education Policy at an interaction with teachers who have been conferred the National Teachers Awards at his residence in New Delhi this afternoon. He suggested that the teachers can teach local folklore to students in different languages so that the students can learn multiple languages and also get exposure to the vibrant culture of India. The Prime Minister said that the teachers can take their students on educational tours to explore India's diversity. This will aid their learning and also help them get to know about their country in a holistic manner. Mr. Modi added that this will boost tourism and give a fillip to the local economy as well. He suggested that the awardee teachers should connect with each other through social media and share their best practices so that everyone can learn, adapt and benefit from such practices. The awardees shared their teaching experience with the Prime Minister. They also talked about techniques used by them to make learning more interesting. They also shared examples of social work being done by them, along with their regular teaching work. Interacting with them, the Prime Minister commended their dedication to teaching and the zeal they have displayed over the years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with the ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, water conservation is not just a policy but a matter of social commitment. The Prime Minister highlighted a series of initiatives undertaken by his government, including the Jal Jeevan Mission Atal Bhujal Yojana towards sustainable future. The central government has mobilized NDRF teams, Indian Air Force and Navy to assist Andhra Pradesh and Telangana governments in rescue and relief efforts in flood-affected areas. This was stated by Additional Secretary in the Union Home Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, while briefing media in Vijayawada today on the ongoing flood situation and rescue operations being carried out by various teams in the two states. The central team, led by Mr. Jindal, took stock of the situation on extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The additional secretary said the central government has been extending all the requisite and timely assistance to the state governments of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the relief and rescue efforts. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched BJP's poll campaign by releasing the party's manifesto for J&K Assembly polls during a two-day visit to Jammu. Mr. Shah released the BJP's manifesto outlining the party's vision and goals for the region. Addressing a gathering at the launch of BJP's manifesto, Mr. Shah said that since independence, J&K has been important for our party and asserted that Article 370 is now part of history and will never come back. His visit is seen as a pivotal moment in the BJP's election preparations for Jammu and Kashmir, with party leaders gearing up for key meetings and public events. India's equity benchmark indices extended their losing streak for third straight session following the uncertainties before the US Fed meeting this month. In the early morning deals, domestic indices open downside, with 50-stock index Nifty shedding around 400 points and Sensex logging loss of more than 800 points. At close, the Sensex declined 1,017 points or 1.24% to settle at 81,184 and Nifty 50 dropped 276 points or 1.1% at 24,869. At the Paris Paralympic Games, star athlete Praveen Kumar bagged the gold medal in the men's high jump T64 final. Praveen secured the top spot on the podium with a brilliant effort of 2.08 metres, setting a new area record. In a tightly contested final, Praveen made seven successful jumps in a row to claim the number one position. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Praveen Kumar on winning gold medal in men's high jump event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.